from Long Island University's CW Post Campus. It's the Mike Shamari Show, number 122 on Web Radio WCWP. What a weekend here in New York as far as smooth jazz concerts go. IMAC, the Intermedia Art Center in Huntington, with a Peter White Christmas. It was Peter White, Rick Braun, and Mindy Hebert. I have to admit, vocals are not my thing, but I got through it, and it was actually pretty good. And I got to finally meet Peter White and Mindy Hebert in person after the concert, during the meet and greet session. However, Rick Braun, yes, he unfortunately, sorry, Rick. We'll be playing something from his album Yours Truly eventually. Was it still the Uncompromising Turntables or the Underworld or was playing? Okay, well, I figured we'd start the show with something from Peter White and Mindy Hebert together. This is officially Peter White, and it's called Are You Mine, and it features here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. And don't forget Kathleen Rice, the new district attorney for Nassau County, coming up within the hour. This is Web Radio, WCWP New York. Eric Marienthal with Walk Tall from Walk Tall, tribute to Cannonball Adderley in 1998. You weren't supposed to hear that. Actually, what we had planned was Yellowjackets' Sweet 15 from their latest album, Altered State. But stupid me forgot the CD. Oh well. It's from my own personal collection. So we'll hear it next week. Before that, Peter White with Are You Mine, and that was the 50th time Peter White's been on the show. A lot of 50th times on this show, and a lot of milestones as far as times they've been on the show. Not interview-wise, but song-wise. And that featured Mindy Hebert on the soprano sax, and Are You Mine is from Confidential in 2004. He said on his website that he's working on a new album. It's a sequel to his Reflections album in 1994, where he did covers from the 70s. So we look forward to that. We also look forward to Mindy Hebert's new album, which she'll tell us about in an interview coming up in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, we have Marion Meadows, another saxophonist, with Players Club. Web Radio WCWP, Marion Meadows with Players Club, from Players Club in 2004. He's going to have a new album coming out next year. Who isn't? The Rippingtons are even going to have a new album coming out for their 20th anniversary. That's right, Moonlighting came out 20 years ago next year. So it's almost 20 years. Same goes for Nocturnal Playground, Russ Freeman's Russ Freeman's solo album, which led to the Rippingtons. That's right. Well, what do you say we take a break, and when we return, the Lee Ritenour Three of a Kind Showcase.
In today's world, it's important that all Americans do their part for our great country. And we are a great country. The country of Washington and Jefferson, Cesar Chavez and Martin Luther King Jr., ballpark hot dogs and pickup basketball. So, if you're a man turning 18, take a moment to think about the people, places, and things that make America great. And then register with Selective Service at sss.gov or any post office. This is a great country. Let's keep it that way.
Something country.
Ha!
okay, all right.
I didn't come here to hear something bumping from the city.
We'll give you what you need, no worries. Every Friday, 12 to 2, listen to DJ Bootscootin' Boogie and DJ Honky Tonk playing all the country music you can handle. Only on Web Radio, WCWP.
Y'all play something country.
Well, we'll do that then. But in the meantime, here's Lee Ritenour and his three-of-a-kind showcase, which begins with Runaway. This is Web Radio WCWP New York. We are two-thirds of the way through the Lee Ritenour three-of-a-kind showcase. That was the live version of Rio Funk on Alive in L.A., and this is the live version of Night Rhythms on Overtime. That'll do it for the Lee Ritenour three-of-a-kind showcase here on Web Radio WCWP. That was Night Rhythms from Overtime, which came out back on June 7th, 6 months ago today. And that was the 50th time Lee Ritenour's ever been on this show, music-wise. Before that, Rio Funk from Alive in L.A. in 1997. By the way, Night Rhythms featured Ernie Watts on the saxophone. Rio Funk had Bill Evans on saxophone. There are three Bill Evans that you should know about. There's the Bill Evans that does the piano. He's no longer with us. There's the Bill Evans that does the saxophone. Thankfully, he's still with us. God bless him. And then there's Bill Evans, the meteorologist here in New York. God bless him. Those two guys are both still going. The saxophonist and the meteorologist. The meteorologist here in New York on WABC TV Channel 7. That just made me think of this man named Charlie Van Dyke, who is the announcer. He sounds like this. He's done a lot in his career. In fact, he was a DJ himself. But voiceovers are his thing now, and he does the voiceovers for, of all stations, WABC, here in New York. Okay, enough chit-chat. Let's take a break, and when we return, the Nassau County District Attorney-elect, Kathleen Rice.
If you've been searching for the best mix of poetry, from the classics to new and emerging writers, look no further. Verse Radio's got everything from Frost
to Rhodes, to Verst, and a yellow wood
to Ferlinghetti.
Underwear, yeah, underwear. That's a serious subject, underwear.
And much, much more. So check out Verse Radio every Friday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Web Radio WCWP. It's the only place to get your weekly dose of poetry.
Join Ken Brenner, Craig Stern, and Zach Beecha on the Peanut Gallery for your weekly sports talk fix with a side order of genius.
Practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
As the weather gets colder, the topics get hotter on the Peanut Gallery. Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Web Radio WCWP.org.
It's a knockout combination Wednesday afternoons on Web Radio WCWP. We start at noon with the Mike Shamari Show, your home for smooth jazz and more. Followed at 2 by So You Want a Job with Jason Cascone and Darlene Johnson from CW Post's Pep Office. And at 3, it's the Peanut Gallery with Craig Stern, Zach Leecha, and Ken Brenner. 4 hours of smooth jazz, hot jobs, and fast sports. Wednesdays beginning at noon Eastern Time on Web Radio WCWP. Web Radio, WCWP, John Tesh, appropriately enough for Kathleen Rice, with Garden City, from Garden City in 1989. John Tesh is also from Garden City. And thank you again, Kathleen. I think I said that at the end of the interview. Thank you again, Kathleen Rice. Well, thank you yet again, Kathleen Rice. And again, we wish her all the best as she becomes the new Nassau County District Attorney on the 1st of January, which is not that far off. And like I said, those of you last week, those of you that voted for Dennis Dillon or were rooting for Dennis Dillon, you had to keep your chins up. I mean, it was a 31-year run. And although it's going to come to an end, it was a great run. But now it's time to usher in a new era, and Kathleen Rice is going to do that. I almost sound like I'm her strategist, but I'm just saying. We'll be right back with Bob James.
Your steps to a rewarding radio experience. First, find a computer in a peaceful place. Then log on to webradio.wcwp.org. Next, place a pair of headphones on your head delicately. Finally, dwell in the experience. Soothe your body, mind, and soul through the interactive exercises of meditation with Dr. Cairns every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. on Practical Spirituality. Only on webradio.wcwp.org. Your inner being will thank you for it.
Maybe they'll thank you for Westchester Lady by Bob James, which will take us into hour two. From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, it's the Mike Shamari Show, hour two of it, anyway, on Web Radio WCWP. Bob James still going with Westchester Lady from 3 in 1976, a bicentennial year. And Charlie Van Dyke, as long as we're talking about him, he did a thing called The Flag, where he was talking about the importance and whatnot of the flag, our flag, the American flag. Go to realradio.com, I think, is where that air check is, or that tape is, that clip where he talks about the flag, the significance of the flag. I almost sound like him. Bob James, I said that already, featuring Grover Washington Jr. on the soprano sax. A lot of saxophone in this show, and there's saxophone in the next track, and we're getting to that right now. Dan Siegel, featuring Brandon Fields of the early days of the Rippingtons on the saxophone with Along the Way. This is Web Radio WCWP New York. Eric Marienthal with Work Song from Walk Tall, tribute to Cannonball Adderley in 1998. That was the 25th time a song by Eric has been on this show, featuring Chris Bodie on the trumpet. And we've played the Work Song, as it was called, by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass in the past. I think we used it for a three-of-a-kind showcase. But this was a little longer and better, actually, than Herb. Sorry. No, they're both good. I have to be a statesman, just like Jim Cramer on Mad Money on CNBC at 6 o'clock and 9 and midnight Eastern weekdays. Well, here's David Benoit with Shaken Not Stirred. As we think of all the things that Jim Cramer says on his show. Well, are you ready, Ski Daddy? Because this is David Benoit with Shaken Not Stirred. I do not believe this is happening. But that was Earl Klugh somehow with By the Sea from Sudden Burst of Energy in 1996. And it's still going. Unbelievable. I never thought this would happen. But looking at the bottom of the CD, I can see why it acts like that. Well, that's a problem I'm going to rectify in my spare time. Oh, brother. These things, they don't usually happen. I usually get the cleanest CDs. Not in this case. I made a boo-boo. We all do. Just like I made the other boo-boo, which was not bringing yellow jackets. At least we heard them in that Lee Ritenour song Runaway, but it was the 1987 version of Yellow Jackets, not the current one with Russell Ferrante, Jimmy Haslip, Bob Mintzer, and Marcus Baylor. And now that you know all that there is to know about Yellow Jackets, we're going to take a break, and when we return, well, we've warmed you up as far as guitar goes. So we have George Benson and his three-of-a-kind showcase, and that is next.
Okay, guys, remember your
skills. Today's students face a broader range of financial and career decisions than ever before. And the adults of tomorrow must develop economic skills more complex than ever.
Hey, Alton, great job on that report.
Junior Good. Achievement's latest middle grades program, JA Economics for Success, guides students through career exploration and teaches them how to make smart financial decisions.
Hey, guys.
Explore the possibilities. Visit www.ja.org for more information on how you can get involved.
If dance classics are your thing, then don't miss the Disco and Funk King show hosted by me, Jay Mirabile, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Web Radio WCWP. Each week we bring you the hottest disco, freestyle, and New York club classics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Plus our mix DJs spin them beat to beat each show at 3 p.m. on the DFK Hot Mix at 3. So if you're into classic dance, great classic club remixes, and great interviews, be sure to check out the Disco and Funk King show every Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Web Radio WCWP.
Well, here's something from that era. George Benson with Dinner-ah, as we begin his three-of-a-kind showcase. What is going on here? I do not believe this. It might be the CD players, for all I know. Oy. Well, let's try another track. No, let's not. Let's see if that works. This is Web Radio WCWP New York. We are two-thirds of the way through the George Benson three-of-a-kind showcase. That's right. And this is Arizona Sunrise. That'll do it for the George Benson three-of-a-kind showcase here on Web Radio WCWP. It's Arizona Sunrise from Irreplaceable in 2004. Before that, That's Right in 1996. And then we had some trouble with Dinner-ah, from Give Me the Night in 1980. It's actually on the CD we played, was the best of George Benson, the instrumentals. And I might have to get a new one to replace that, because it's been 6 years and it's been played a number of times, and I guess a lot of wear and tear on that. Why am I talking about background stuff? I was told not to do that anymore. Oh well. Next week we have, tell you what's coming up before the show's over, but we have Mike Bono, a former on-camera meteorologist at the Weather Channel, and he's currently a meteorologist at Capital News 9 in Albany, New York. And then we'll tell you at the end of the show what our three-of-a-kind showcase is going to be for next week. They're good ones. You'll like them. You probably like every week. I hope you do. But you never know what'll happen, as we learned with Dinner-ah. Okay, we'll be right back with Jeff Lorber.
Well, Matt, we tried acting like the athletes to get an inside view of the world of sports, but that didn't work.
You don't say, Pete.
But this is a better idea, actually being in the audience for a major sport.
A major sport? This is dodgeball. I don't even think they are playing right now.
For the inside view of the sports world, tune in to the Sports Insiders with Matt Brookmeyer and Pete Bellotti every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. It is a part of the Sports Talk Block, only on Web Radio WCWP.
Hey, longtime Mike Shamari Show listeners, does this sound familiar? It should. The first song played in the first ever recorded Mike Shamari Show. And the song is by Jeff Lorber, and it's called Grasshopper. This is Web Radio, WCWP New York. Mark Antoine with Samba Hood from Modern Times, which came out back on August 16th. Before that, Jeff Lorber with Grasshopper from West Side Stories in 1994. Now we go from Modern Times to something from Modern Times to something from In Modern Times, and that's from Spyro Gyra. The name of this song is a good one. It's Feeling Fine, and I'm feeling fine despite all the problems we've had with a couple of CDs. Okay, so just both the problems. And we've got some more great programming coming up, and I'll tell you later. Web Radio WCWP, The Rippingtons with Into You from Wild Card, as in I'm into you, from Wild Card, which came out back on May 17th. Before that, Spyro Gyra with Feeling Fine from In Modern Times in 2001. Come on in. Okay, never mind. They're setting up for So You Want a Job, so Jason and Darlene are coming in. And Jason was... Well, never mind. Say what? Never mind. Okay. We have so much time to kill before. It's been that kind of a show. It's always that kind of a show, just like last week, with the problems we had last week. But they didn't involve anything jumping. We'll be right. CDs were jumping before. Jason looked at me like, what? Okay, we'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Here at the Auto Show, we have plenty of classic cars. And nothing goes better with classic cars than classic rock. Our choice for classic rock is Deja Vu Radio, Monday through Saturday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. The place, Web Radio WCWP.
Okay, we're down to our last song. It's by Joyce Cooling, and the name of the song is Coasting. Next week in our three-of-a-kind showcase, we have David Sanborn and Joe Sample, respectively, in the 2 hours of our show. And then we have Mike Bono, an on-camera meteorologist formerly at the Weather Channel, now at the chief meteorologist at Capital News 9 in Albany. That was a great interview that we did. We talked about Tropical Storm Epsilon, which became a hurricane, and, well, it's extra tropical now. So here's Joyce Cooling with Coasting. So You Want a Job with Jason Cascona and Darlene Johnson is next. I'll see you next week for show number one. I'll see you next week. So long, everybody.